This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. These are trying times for most of the nation's top public universities. State budget shortfalls are forcing major cuts in tuition increases. The University of California is among those hurting, and in a moment we'll speak with that university's president. But first, to the University of Michigan, where President Obama delivers the commencement address today in Ann Arbor. Officials in Michigan say they've managed to, so far, avoid severe cutbacks. How do they do this? NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
It's simple. The University of Michigan cut costs by focusing on the little things. Custodians like Ryan Skelly used to empty desk-side trash cans every day. Now it's just twice a week.
Let's see, I think it's Monday and Wednesday I do the third floor.
Cutbacks in trash pickups and a push to get employees to recycle more combined for some serious savings, says Richard Robin, the university's head of plant operations.
The net benefit was about $600,000 a year. Incredible. You take little things, multiply it by the size of the university, and it really adds up to big numbers.
And yes, he says there have been some complaints, but penny pinching has become a way of life at the University of Michigan. Over the past 7 years, the university has cut $135 million in what would have been recurring expenses from its budget. Terrence McDonald, dean of the College of Literature, Science, and the Arts, says it started in 2002 when the university was hit with a sudden cut in state funding.
We had to do a 10% budget cut that year.
At the time, he was only interim dean, and he says it was an awful experience.
From then on, we have been very, very careful, strategic, and concerned about revenue and expenditure.
In a way, you could say the University of Michigan has been preparing itself for the recession that hit in 2008 for years. McDonald is a history professor by training, but you'd think he stepped straight out of the business school with his spreadsheets and emphasis on efficiency.
Colleagues say, I didn't get a PhD to worry about the budget. Well, of course, neither did I, for that matter. But I think we're in a moment of historic challenge, which is that both to the public and to our parents and to others, we have to show an incredibly cautious stewardship of these resources. Otherwise, the university as we currently experience it is not going to be the same.
I want to begin by reminding you of the political backlash that I discussed last week.
In Regina Morant Sanchez's women's history class, there are no obvious signs of the campus-wide cost-cutting regime. And that's the point, says Tim Slotto, the university's CFO.
We've tried desperately not to affect what a student experiences or what a faculty member experiences, but it's everything else.
The university's health and pension plans have gotten less generous. There's a campus-wide energy conservation campaign that's saving millions, and Slotto says...
So we used to print paychecks. And we would fold them, and we would put them in an envelope, and we would put a stamp on the envelope, and we would send it out to our 35,000 employees, right? We no longer do that.
Everyone gets paid electronically now. Slotto says this and other paperless innovations save several million dollars a year. And so now, while many other universities are slashing, Michigan continues trimming 1 to 2% a year. And Michigan is still hiring faculty.
Right now, it's a terrific market if you're hiring people in academics.
Phil Hanlon is the vice provost, and he says the university has been able to recruit some of its top choices.
There have been times when people on campus have been frustrated that we've maintained so much discipline, but they're not frustrated right now.
The university isn't done. In the next 3 years, Michigan plans to trim another $100 million from its budget. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
We're joined now in the studio by Mark Udoff, who's president of the University of California. President Udoff oversees 10 campuses around the state and a budget of more than $20 billion. Mr. President, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.